If you thought the British scandal involving newspapers and phone hacking couldn't get any more absurd, think again. The latest chapter involves a former news executive, the Prime Minister, and a horse. It seems Scotland Yard loaned the horse to Rebecca Brooks. She's Rupert Murdoch's now ousted protege, and she runs, or shall we say, trots, in the same circles as Prime Minister David Cameron. Vicky Barker picks up the story from there.
There's a long waiting list of British animal lovers hoping to take in aging police horses. Once retired, the horses aren't supposed to be ridden again. Former Murdoch executive Rebecca Brooks didn't just jump the queue, she also rode the horse, called Reza, before returning the steed, which has since died, 2 years later. And last week, at the emergency EU summit in Brussels, David Cameron was forced to end days of speculation and qualified denials to admit that he, too, had ridden Reza before becoming prime minister and in the company of Brooks's husband, a fellow old Etonian.
I'm very sorry to hear that Reza is no longer with us. And I think I should probably conclude by saying I don't think I'll be getting back into the saddle anytime soon.
Her name's Rebecca. She rode the fastest police horse in the West.
Britain's political satirists haven't had this much fun since someone leaked untrue allegations that another Conservative Prime Minister, John Major, tucked his shirt into his underpants.
Well, it is quite rarely that something so juicy falls into your lap like this.
You made the most of it, I must say.
My heart leapt.
That's political cartoonist Steve Bell talking to the BBC. Bell drew Rupert Murdoch riding Cameron horsey style, holding Brooks's severed head on his lap. But most damaging to Cameron's image, Bell says, isn't the Murdoch connection. It's the reminder that Cameron, who likes to paint himself as a regular guy, is actually from Britain's landed elite.
Well, he knows how bad this sort of the upper-class posh bloke on a horse is bad news for him.
Sheila Gunn was John Major's press secretary. Gunn calls this a perfect storm for the public psyche.
I mean, there's two things that seem to obsess the British even now, and that is class and animals.
Her advice to fellow Conservative Party operatives, impose radio silence. Do everything possible to starve this story of oxygen. Not likely, say British satirists.
There was talk of murder, cover-ups and obstructing justice's course, but all the papers talked about was Rebecca's borrowed horse.
They say this could run longer even than John Major's underpants. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is NPR News.